Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, my friends. I hope that you're doing well and keeping safe out there. Now, I know and understand that many of you that are listening or watching this right now, that you've been through a lot. Especially in the last few years, I know many have lost so much, while many have also gained too. If you don't understand what I mean by that, I encourage you to go and do some research there. But I truly hope and pray that these short messages will be a blessing and a help to you. Now, last week I spoke about a verse from Psalm 46, verse 10, which talks about be still and know that I am God. And if you haven't listened or watched that one, you can go and do that now. And once again, I hope it's going to be a blessing to you. But today I would like to share with you a powerful poem that has been a help at many times and encouragement at many times of my life. And it's also been a nice and loving rebuke too, believe it or not. Now, back in 2019, a few weeks after we lost our beloved German Shepherd and family member, Joy, we started the process of searching for another German Shepherd dog. Now, I didn't want another dog, but the rest of my family did. I was still going through a lot of grief and trying to understand that Joy was gone and that she was no longer coming back. And I was scared and worried about getting another dog and whether or not I would actually forget Joy and all the memories that we did share together. Because Joy and I were extremely close. She slept in my room and we did almost everything together, and we went through a lot together. She gave me a lot of joy. So she was a very, very special animal to me. But while we're at this new breeder's place, one German Shepherd puppy stood out from the rest. She was full of life, very much like Joy was. She would try and jump off the couch and we had to try and catch her before she landed on the ground. Otherwise, if she did, it wouldn't have been good. She's a tiny puppy. She would also bite my fingers to try and get my attention. Now, meanwhile, her brothers and sisters were too preoccupied with these ice blocks and toys where my parents and brothers were. Now, this puppy was definitely unique. You could see it. Now, I needed to use the bathroom, which was towards the back of the house. And as I started walking towards the bathroom, this little puppy followed me. I stopped just before the bathroom door and looked down at this little one's beautiful, piercing brown eyes that she still has today. And in that moment, I knew she was the one, and she became known to the Phantom family and the rest of the world as Alita Joy Phantom. And you know what? I still haven't forgotten all the memories that Joy and I shared together. And Alita Joy has been an incredible part of my life in bringing back a lot of the joy that I felt that was lost when we lost Joy. But the poem on the bathroom wall was called Footprints in the Sand. Now, some of you may or may not have heard or even read this poem before, but I would like to share it with you right now and make a couple of points, if you will, after we read the poem. But the poem goes like this. One night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there were only one set of footprints. This troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troubling times of my life, there were only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. That's when God whispered to me and said, my precious child, I love you and would never leave you, never, ever. During your trials, your testings, and those challenges, when you only saw one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. So for the next few moments, I want to speak to you about this thought for a moment. Who is carrying you? Who is carrying you? Or who do you want to carry you through the difficult times or challenges that life brings to many of us? See, what a lot of you don't understand or know, more or less, about this particular time of my life when we lost Joy was that I was borderline depressed. I was going through a lot of grief and a lot of anguish. But I was also trying to be self-reliant on my own emotions and strength to get me through this horrible period of my life. What I need you to also understand as well is that I had run so far away from God that I couldn't recognize his voice, nor did I want to hear it. And the even sadder truth was that I didn't want anything to do with him at this point in my life. Today, I am going to help you identify three people that you can choose to help carry you through difficult times in life and where they will happen to lead you if you choose one of them. And let me quickly share with you one that I believe is the actual right one. It may already be obvious to many of you that are listening or watching today, but here is the truth. I knew that at any moment in my life that I could have chosen to call out to God and asked him to carry me through these challenges. But I chose to carry myself for a long period of time, and the same can be said for many of you. So the first person that you can choose to carry you through a difficult time in your life is, you guessed it, you. You can be like me and say to God, no, I can do this in my own strength. It's all me. I got this. I don't need you, God. And God sits back and says, okay, I'll let you. Now let's see how this turns out. But you know what happens when we allow ourselves and we try to do it in our own strength? We won't fully heal and we won't get out of that difficult time. Sure, we have convinced ourselves so well that we can do this, but we can't. And there is another that I will share in a moment that will convince you of the same truth. It will become this vicious cycle in your life where you will continue to convince yourself that all is fine when it's really not. But when that same traumatic memory starts playing through your mind and when you go through a difficult challenge again, you feel miserable once more. You feel like there is no hope anymore. And oftentimes for a lot of people, they end up being depressed because they are trying to carry themselves through a difficult or challenging time. And it won't turn out or end out well for you. And believe me, I know this. Who is carrying you? Are you trying to carry yourself through this hard time that you're going through right now? Christian, how is it going for you? I know exactly how it went for me. It didn't go so well. The next person that is up right now that I want to share with you is the devil, or many of you know him as Satan. So are you allowing Satan to carry you through this difficult time? He is so deceptive that he will act like he's got all the answers for you, and he will package them up for you as well in these perfectly sounding lies. They sound so good. He will say to you things like, hey, I've got you. Let's go out, let's party, and let's try and numb this pain. Oh, you definitely have the strength for yourself that you need to get through this. You don't need anyone else. You especially don't need God. This is all God's fault. It's not yours. Does any of this that I'm saying right now sound familiar at all? Satan will carry you all right, but he won't carry you through to the other side of the challenge or the pain. or he won't make anything that you're going through that is difficult and you're feeling a lot of stress and anguish, he won't make any of that better for you. In fact, he will carry you to a dark, dangerous, and lonely place, my friends. Who is carrying you? Now, the next person who is honestly the key of this entire message today is God. If we are God's child right now, if you believe this or not, you have an incredible power available to you. The Bible says that God will never leave you nor forsake you. What does that mean? He's not going anywhere if you choose to believe in him. That's his promise to all who are saved. So when you are going through a trial, you have the ability to call out to God at any moment. And he will carry you through it. You may not be able to see him at times working, but he is. Pastor Michael Todd has a series that he calls Crazy Faith. And I'm going to add on to that and say that we need to have crazy faith 100%. We also need to have crazy trust. Crazy trust and crazy faith in God. We need to trust God enough to get us through this difficult time. And guess what, my friends? He will and always does. So why do we doubt? He's the only one that can get us through to find healing and comfort and rest. God does his best work, my friends, during those difficult times. I am living proof of this fact. Who is carrying you? I wouldn't want anyone else right now to carry me through a difficult time more than I want God to, because he is the only one who is going to get me and you, if you choose to believe this or not, through to the other side where you'll find healing and you'll find that peace that is so often lost and you're searching for it right now. Many of you are searching for it, I know, because that's what I was doing. Don't be like Peter and doubt God's ability. Many times as Christians, we do that. And I'm guilty of this. Don't be like the person in this poem who questioned whether God was really there or not. Be the one who leaps into God's arms and allows God to carry you across to the other side. I can tell you story after story after story of the times I didn't call out to God for help and where that led me and where I ended up. But I can also share many more stories of the times when I did cry out to God for help and those times when he took me to the best place possible, to the other side, when he took away those burdens, when I finally found peace and comfort that I was absolutely needing. Now, for my non-saved friends out there, will you allow me to ask you some very important questions for a moment? Are you tired of feeling like something is missing in your life currently? Are you sick of searching for answers to find healing and getting absolutely nowhere? Well, it's time for you to stop trying to carry yourself or stop trying to find answers and surrender to the one who already wants to carry you through. He wants to take away that pain you are experiencing. He wants to give you purpose once again. And he wants to make you whole. God is waiting with his arms wide open, ready for you to leap into his warm, wide, loving embrace. You, my friend, just need to accept him and call out to him. You need to believe in him. It is so, so simple, yet we all make it complicated. Yet we allow fear, we allow doubt to creep in. We allow these struggles to take over and we think we can do it all ourselves. But once again, my friends, we cannot. Remember, all this is your choice. You can continue to carry yourself or allow Satan to carry you through and take you to the worst places possible, or you can give it all over to God. He doesn't promise that life won't be hard, but he does promise that he will be there to carry you through when you ask him. Once again, my friends, who is carrying you? Who do you want to carry you? Be blessed, my friends, and stay safe out there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.